people express love through giving gifts. They like to give gifts, service. People like to be in service to other people. You know, they like doing things for other people, running errands for other people, doing odd jobs for other people, and that is their way of expressing love. Some people like to spend their money. You know, they spend money and they buy things, and this is usually the way that men, you know, especially alpha males, this is the way that we, because alpha males are not necessarily in tune with that emotional
What's
side.
an alpha male?
An alpha male is that lion in the pack, the leader of the
A
pack,
man's man?
a man's man, absolutely. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the epitome of an alpha male, but he was one. He was a select few. From a select few of alpha men who was in touch with that emotional side. And obviously, because him being raised as an orphan, losing his mom at, 6 years old, his father dying before he was actually born. And this was another thing that I talked about in the book, that, this helped to create that situation for him to be in touch with that emotional side. You know, you take a mother away from a son at 6 years old. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that is going to create a void in that boy's life. And although he had other men, his uncle Abu Talib, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, he had other men in his life, but there were a number of women in his life that helped him along. He had a number of wet nurses, Thuwaiba, Ayman. He had a number, Halima, Sa'diya. These were all women who catered to him in the way that his biological mother would have catered to him. So having being surrounded by all of these women at such a young age in his life, and he even named his youngest daughter Fatima after a woman that had such an impact on his life, who was Fatima bintu Asad, who was the wife of Abu Talib, Ali's mother. She was also had a hand in raising him, and he named his daughter Fatima after her, and he gave her the nickname Abiha. She is her mother's father. She's her father's mother, meaning Fatima acted towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, interacted with him the way that his mother would have, meaning Fatima bintu Asad. He used to call her his mother. Ayman, he used to refer to her as his mother. So there was a connection between him and these women. So it's almost a wonder, like, had the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grown up in an environment where he had his biological mother, and he had, a more profound of connection, this maternal love, would he have even gone into polygyny the way that he has? Can we say that his upbringing had no impact or no bearing on him going into polygyny later on in his life? I would say that it did have an impact on that.